Next up, making the decision of what you're going to do for the rest of your life work-wise is a huge undertaking when you're still at school, I always think. And it sometimes happens that a person ends up being pushed into a career their parents wanted for them rather than something they wanted to do themselves. Now, my next guest has written a book aimed at showing parents the best way of making sure their child ends up in a job and career they are suited for. She's Dervla Kelly, author of The Career Coach. Good morning, Dervla.
Good morning, Maria.
We spend so much of our time in work that it seems when you're at the stage or your child is at the stage where they're trying to decide what to do with their future, it all seems to focus on how many points you have. And understandably, parents, I think, want a safe, secure job without really focusing on the personality of the person involved and what they want to do.
Yes, I think sometimes there's too much focus on points and prestige. However, we tend to forget that there's a direct relationship between energy and doing a career that you love. You know, I think it's so important that young people are encouraged today to follow their hearts, follow their dreams, follow the things that come easy and naturally to them, the things that flow for them, and things where their interest is at.
It's often said that if you work at your passion, then you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that is so true. And I think, you know, Cathal Gibran said, work is love made visible. And I think we all must be encouraged to do work that has meaning and purpose and value for us.
It strikes me as well that when you're a teenager, say from the time you go into secondary school, everything you do that sort of sets you apart during that time is really part of your CV because you haven't worked anywhere. So all those things, maybe you chaired a meeting or were editor of school magazine or all those things which mightn't mean anything to you at the time, but they're all really important when you're thinking of the thing you want to do with the rest of your life and when your parents are trying to help you do that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think parents need to encourage teenagers to show up and to step up and to remain engaged, be it if they're year ahead, prefect, or involved in the school newspaper, or working in the canteen, or getting involved in sport or school productions, GASHKA, transition year. I think the more that teenagers step out of their comfort zone and step into different activities, even if they're not quite sure about them, they will learn about themselves, they will learn about their personality, they will learn about the skills that they have, and really where their energy's at and where their passions are at.
Because back in the day when I would have been in this position now, at the time, it was it was very important that you had a permanent and pensionable job. And my mother, God love her, wanted me to work in the bank. Now, I would be the last person you would ever let work in a bank. I failed every maths exam I ever did for a start. But it was that security and, you know, the chance maybe that you'd get a cheap mortgage, all those things that occur to a parent's mind that maybe aren't the thing for the child.
Yes.
Or the teenager, I should say, not a child.
Yes. I think parents want the best for their children, and I salute parents. You know, they really want their children to have the best lives possible and to be secure. And, you know, that's foremost in their minds, of course. But we're moving into a time of contractual work. I mean, the day of the permanent pensionable post is not really here anymore. So teenagers and young people need to learn how to take charge of their own careers and to get into their own driving seat and to make things happen for themselves, really.
And you have in the book, you have like templates of just to help focus the mind, because I think that's really important. Like, you know, what do I not want to do? What do I like to do?
Yes.
Because that can help you narrow down things.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people don't know where to start or haven't a clue what they want to do, and I know I was one of those people back when I was young, it's a good place to start. Well, what do you not want? What would you absolutely hate to do? And even make a list of that and then kind of start then exploring things that you might like or might like to do. And I think that when ideas come into your mind, it's important to research. It's important to step out into the real world of work and speak to people who are doing jobs that you might like and get to know the facts and maybe even put your toe in the water by getting a little bit of work experience.
Because that's so true. An awful lot of people think they want to do a job, but they just like the idea of it. Maybe they've seen it on TV, or they've never actually They don't know anyone who's done it. They don't know what's really involved. And they put their heart and soul into getting enough points to, you know, maybe be a doctor, and they can't stand the sight of blood or something. But that doesn't occur to them.
Yeah, that is so real. Like, I mean, I remember at one stage meeting a pharmacist, somebody who was in first year of pharmacy, but really didn't like the course and had never done transition year or work experience or worked alongside a pharmacist. And those things are so important. It's so important to kind of get a sense of the day-to-day activities of work that you're interested in, and kind of say to yourself and be honest and real with yourself, would I like that every day? Maybe you would, maybe you'd absolutely love it, but and maybe you wouldn't.
And you encourage teenagers to be proactive about this, and, you know, to contact people who work in an area that they'd like to work in and say, look, you know, can I shadow you for a day? And if they say no, then you just go away with yourself. But to kind of see, do you like it? Because you're going to be spending an awful lot of your time doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's so important that young people, and what I'd encourage parents to do listening today, is encourage your teenagers to do it for themselves. You know, pick up the phone, contact employers, walk into, be it a factory or be it a place of work, introduce yourself, ask for some experience, ask to shadow. And most people love to talk about their jobs. They just love to help out young people and to tell them, you know, what's great about their job, the downside of the job, the opportunities, the skills involved. And most people I come across are really more than happy to help out young people.
Do you think there should be more sort of like apprenticeships and everything? Because, you know, things like medicine and dentistry and all those things that need a whole load of points, but you just might have the worst bedside manner in the whole world, and that, like, nobody would want you as their doctor.
Yeah.
But you're super brainy. But, you know, that there should be more of a chance for anyone who wants to work in a particular area to actually physically be there within that job before they ever come. I know there's, like, transition years and there's work experience and everything, but a little bit more specific, if you know what I mean. Would that be a good idea, or does that happen?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I think the difficulty at the moment, too, is that guidance has been cut in schools. I mean, we're looking at a 60% cut. That doesn't help matters. But I think that putting your toe into the water, testing out the water, is so, so important. Because before you go climbing any ladder of success, you've got to make sure that it's leaning against the right wall.
What happens now, Dervla, in your opinion, when between parents and the teenager? The teenager wants to be a musician or an actor or something that parents would generally regard as sort of airy-fairy, and you're not going to make a living out of that. How hard is it for them to sort of give the teenager the chance to explore that possibility without kind of just wrecking their dreams and worrying for the rest of the time that they're not going to make a living at their chosen profession?
I think, first of all, Maria, I empathise with parents today. Like, it's difficult if teenagers say, you know, I don't want to do art, music, drama, or something creative. That can leave parents feeling anxious about them and their future and their earning potential. I think, first of all, a parent needs to sit down and acknowledge that maybe you have different ideas, that maybe your teen would like music, but you'd like something else. But I think then you have to bite your tongue, step back, and allow the teenager find out for themselves what maybe a career might be like in music, where are the opportunities, where are the courses, what life is like on the ground, to do the research for themselves. And at the same time, we've got to kind of realise that the creative jobs can't be replaced by robots. We do have a need for creativity, and, you know, and non-conventional careers can work too. And I think it's about parents supporting and encouraging teenagers with their dreams, and at the same time keeping it real.
You also mention in the book something that I hadn't heard of before, portfolio careers.
Yes, I think, Maria, that is where perhaps we might be moving into kind of an era where we're moving into contractual work, and we may be doing juggling 2-3 jobs within a week, where we're maybe marrying maybe a few of our loves together. It could be that you might be doing sports management, and then you might have your own classes, and maybe you're writing for a sports paper, or you could have your own blog, or you could have an entirely different business on the go where you're maybe selling sports equipment or something.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's a lovely idea, and it's good that it's becoming acceptable.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't look bad on a CV. I'm stepping ahead now to the future, but it doesn't look like you're flitting from job to job, which always used to be seen as a bad thing.
Yeah, I think it's a very creative way of approaching the world of work.
I loved as well the, and I think a lot of people would be guilty of this, the messages of limitation.
Yes.
That people can give each other, that, you know, well, nobody in our family ever went to college, or, you know, nobody in our family ever did something like that. Therefore, the unspoken part is that it's not possible, which automatically makes you feel, I wish there's no point in me trying.
Yeah, I think it's so. I think that's something we all need to be mindful of, myself included, is the messages that and the stories we tell ourselves. And the stories we tell ourselves about our DNA or our background or whatever. I mean, anything and everything is possible. And that's the kind of message that we need to get out there. And again, like, I've included role models in the book. I have a girl, Sinead Hunt, who's a lieutenant in the Irish Army. Again, girls can join the army. Equally, guys can become dress designers or hairdressers. I have the hairdresser Robert Chambers. So again, it's important to kind of think of the messages that we give ourselves about our gender and our background. And I've come across great students that have really, you know, used access programs, got ahead, the first person in their family to go to college. And those things are all great things.
I loved the story of the Louboutin girl.
Oh, yes.
Most people would just go, oh, I thought I had Louboutins. But she had, just explained the story to them. Tara Houghton, is that her
Houghton,
name?
Yeah. There was a young girl who was at a wedding one day. I think she was about 15 or 16. And she noticed that there was confetti sticking to her sole of her shoe. And then she thought, wouldn't it be great if I created an imitation of the Louis Vuitton, the red-soled shoes. And that's what she did. And she's a whole industry. I think she's her mum and dad employed at the moment. And I think it's we need to kind of look at creativity as well, even in the form of, wouldn't it be great if... I mean, many of us each and every day get wonderful ideas. And those ideas can be turned into a wonderful business as well. And in Career Coach, there's lovely examples of people who own their own business and have created a whole industry for themselves, like Nevin Maguire, like Dermot Gavin. There's even a thriving business there out in Inishman Suites. And who would have thought that you would have a great business operating out in the Aran Islands?
And I love that you've pitched the book at parents who...
Yes.
Who might need to be reminded of these things and to be reminded that when they were that age, they had dreams. And, you know, mortgages are important and paying bills are important, but to be happy in life is equally as important. So they mightn't earn as much money as you might hope, but they might be really, really content and happy in their job doing something that they love. And to remind parents of that, I think, is really important, and not like always be thinking of the future and responsibilities that they have now.
Yeah, parents have the biggest impact on teenagers' career choices. 78% of all teenagers will go to their parents for careers advice. And I know guidance counsellors have a powerful role to play within the school. But a lot of career decisions happen in the kitchen, in the car, on the way back and forth to school, or at night sitting around the television. And parents, you know, mental health, well-being, happiness, and success is based on your own fulfillment. And I think that when you do something that you love, as the writer Maya Angelou said, do it so well that people can't take their eyes off you, and you will be paid.
Exactly, yeah. And that if you, there's no such thing as failure if you've tried.
No, I think it's all about trying. And the book Career Coach does look at developing in young people a kind of a bounce back ability, and that is so important. The most important thing is to try and not die with your music inside you, but to keep, you know, bouncing back up. And the more you bounce back up, the more strength that you'll have. And as parents, even if you kind of point out the strength that your young people have, or the effort that, or the strategies that teenagers are using when they're trying to do things, they're so important in the long run.
Yeah, if they're trying to do something, they'll never disappoint you.
No.
The book is called Career Coach. It's written by my guest, Dervla Kelly. Dervla, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me, Maria.